When you have a parsha such as this, a parsha B'Shalach, it's very tempting to go and discuss the elements of Shabbos Shira, the elements of Kriyas Yamsuf, of the Mon, of Nisoynim, of Mechemes Amalek. There's a lot. This parasha is jam-packed with incredible, beautiful ideas of Emunah B'Tochen. But I want to zoom in on a seemingly small point of this week's parasha, which actually is a phenomenal limudim learned from there. We have in this week's parasha, we have where HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and then we have Klal Yisrael complaining to Moshe Rabbeinu that there's no food. And they come along and say to Moshe Rabbeinu, Halavai took us, why did you take us out of Mitzrayim? Mayitin, Musayna Beyaz Hashem Eretz Mitzrayim, prefer to have stayed there, say Abosso. We could have stayed there, could have eaten to our heart's content, you take us out to a midbar like this. So Kodesh Baruch Hu answers back and he says, Vayem Hashem HaMoshe, Hineni Mamti Lechem Lechem and Hashemayim, I'm going to give you food. And Moshe Rabbeinu says back to them, Vayem Moshe Aaron called Bnei Yisrael, Datim Yonoah Kodesh Baruch Hu took out Mitzrayim, you'll see Kavod Hashem, and you'll see everything. And then the Pasuk says a few words. Vanachnu ma ki selina, why are you complaining about us? You'll see, Ezra Hashem, tomorrow will be Erev Boso Lechel, you have Lechem Aboike, you have meat at night, you have bread in the morning. And the Pasuk carries on with a few words and says, Vanachnu ma loyaleinu tulonesechen kel Hashem. Vanachnu ma, and we are what? That you're arguing and you're having the complaints against us. Vanachnu ma. So the Gemara says, and Chudin picks up on this and he says, Godoil, it is greater that was said by Moshe Rabbeinu that was said by Avram and Yitzchak and Avram. It says, the Pasuk says, Omer Rava Vitamus, it's a Gemara in Chulin Daf Peites and Aleph. Omer Rava Vitamus Rabbi Yechanon, Godol Mash Ne'ma Ba Moshe Va'arin, it is greater that said by Moshe Va'arin, Yosef Ma Shnema Ba Avram, more than it said by Avram. Why? Because Avram Avinu it said, Vanoichi Ofor Va'efa. I am Ofor Va'efa. Ofar is dust and Eifer and ashes. I am what? I am nothing. So it's greater the levels of Moshe Rabbeinu that says I am nothing than Avram Avinu who says I am dust and ashes. What does that mean? Because he said I'm dust and ashes. That's pretty great. In fact, let me go one stage further. When Avraham Avinu says, I'm dust and ashes, this wasn't just synonyms or expressions of things that are low. This is very carefully thought out concepts of what he felt he was. In fact, the Beis Halevi says a beautiful vort. He says, what's the noichi offer of Eifa? Why doth go offer of Eifa? What's the element behind offer of Eifa? He says, offer is something that is dust. Right? It's dust. Now, what's the element of dust? Dust does not come from any form beforehand. It doesn't come, it has no past history that gives it any credence, any value. But dust does have a future value in as much that if I take the dust and I plant things inside it, I can create some value from that dust in the future. So it has no past, but it has a future. Afer, ashes, is exact opposite. Afer is something that has a past. It's something that was of value, and you burnt it, and you broke it down into ashes, and now it's valueless for the future. You can't grow anything in ashes. So it had a past, but has no future. Avraham Avinu says, I am neither dust nor ashes. In other words, I have no value in my past, and I have no value in the future. It was very carefully thought out, his anova here. And in fact, it's even more than that. The Gemara says, Rashi brings down, Ukvah yisi ro'oi liyos ofor. I should have been dust being killed through the Malachim when I fought the Malachim in Sodom. The Eifer Alidei Nimrod, and to be ashes through Nimrod inside the furnace when they put me inside the furnace. Right? So the Lashon of the Anoichi Ofer the Eifer, I am Ofer the Eifer. If you express in our Koros HaToyv, you should say, Ro'i Hayisi, I should have been Ofer the Eifer, not I am Ofer the Eifer. On that, the Balei Musa say something very beautiful, and they say, there's two ways of expressing a Koros HaToyv. Let's say somebody saves another person's life. A doctor saved the life of a heart attack patient. So you can either write the doctor a letter and say, thank you very much for saving my life, and now my life carries on as normal, but for that moment and that date, you saved my life. Alternatively, you can say, everything I do, every moment in my life is only due to your involvement. And my life is saved, everything I do is because you saved my life. It's not a historical fact that happened then, that I am going back on, and thank you for saving me then, and my life carries on. No, my whole life is given over to you because I have that. The anoichi of ve'efa means I am living as of ve'efa. Every moment of my life is appreciation that Kodesh Baruch Hu saved me from ofa through the case of Malachim, and efa through being not killed. And that's how I live my life. So Avraham Avinu is using a very carefully worded Loshen of Anoicha Opa Ve'efa, of appreciating that he was saved, appreciating his humility of not being worth anything in the past and not being worth anything now. So when he says Anoicha Opa Ve'efa next to Moshe Ben Anachnu Ma, it doesn't seem like there's that much greatness of the difference between the two. Why does a Gemara take that and sort of make there's a huge difference between the two elements? So I have three Mahalchim. Two according to Derech HaPshat, a Musa, and one according to Derech HaKabbalah. One Pshat is as follows, and it's brought down, Ramesh Shapira brings it down in his Sefer, a story from Rav Yonason Eibeshitz. Rav Yonason Eibeshitz once went to a shul on Erev Yom Kippur, and he saw a person sincerely davening, and he was saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ofani V'chayai, Kavochemim B'Misasi, I am off in my lifetime, how much more in my death. And he was really, he was davening there with a sincerity that he took in as being somebody who's clearly an onov, a person who's clearly able to eradicate who he was in front of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And he respected him. Next day, it comes to the Kriyas HaTorah, and somebody is called up for Shlishi. And he gets called up for Revi, and he throws a tantrum. Chutzpah! He gets called up for Shlishi and me, Revi. Do you know who I am? Him compared to me! Chutzpah! This is Mamash and Bezoin HaTorah, Bezoin Tzavid HaChachome, I don't know if you're stamped up in Yeshul anymore. So Rabbi Yonatan Shaibitz just said to him, sorry, I don't understand. Yesterday, I really took in your davening, the humility. He said, and now Mamash seems like you're Balgaiva. He says, it's very different. When I'm standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and I'm davening, connected to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, of course I'm nothing. But when I'm standing in front of people, there's a big difference. I'm not off of Eifa then. I'm a lot greater than this person. There's a very big difference there. Yeah. So he said that's one difference. The difference between Avraham Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu was in the circumstance. Avraham Avinu is standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And in front of Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Avraham said, "Anoichi ofa ve'efa, I'm nothing. And Itaka, you feel next to Rebbeinu Shel Olam, speak to Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Itaka are nothing. But who was Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to? He was speaking to antagonists, people who spoke to him with chutzpah, people who spoke to him with gaiva, people who were trying to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, how dare you take us out of Mitzrayim? To such people, say, "Vanachnu ma, why are you, I'm nothing, why are you complaining against me? I didn't do anything. I'm nothing here." That is godless. That's greatness. So the one terrace is the difference between the two is where you're standing. There's two bochrim learning, a joke they make. The two bochrim learning and learning Musa together. And he was going, I'm been a gonish. I'm a nothing. Oh, ich bin a gonish. I'm mamish a nothing. Oh, yoy. So this new bochrim comes to the yeshiva. And he picks up on it, and he goes, "Oh, ich bin a gonish, I'm nothing. So he got to him, you also are nothing. Yeah, we're nothing. Yeah, you're nothing, you're already a nothing. Right? In other words, it takes godless to stand down in front of people and say, "Vanachnu ma." That's one difference. Another difference is, I believe, is the difference as follows. That it's very easy to be an onov when circumstances make you an onov. It's very easy for a person to be an onov. I'll give an example. There's a moshel they give of a poor person who lived in a little village in a hut, a broken down hut, and his wealthy friend came to him and said to him, "Listen, I think, you know, there's opportunity now to buy a raffle ticket, a lottery ticket, and you can really change your life around. There's this huge, huge rollover of the thing. Buy a ticket, and I'll..." So he says, "But I don't have any money." So they know what? Gift, birthday present. I'll buy you a ticket. Bought him a ticket, and he says, anyway, this guy is now broken down house, he doesn't know what's going on, he's got no job. Anyway, this big gevir he keeps up with local events. And in the middle of the night, the numbers come out of who wins, and he came out that this friend is a multi millionaire. He is the wealthiest guy in town. So he runs over to his little hut, bangs on the door, and he says, "Yankel, wake up!" He said, "What's the matter?" He said, wake up, open the door. Opens the door. He says, "Yankel, do you know you've won the biggest lottery in history in this country? You're a multimillionaire." And he said, "And you have the chutzpah to wake up the richest guy in town?" It's easy to be an on-off when you're poor. But to be an on-off when you have control, that's godless. Avram Avinu is standing in front of Rabbeinu Shloilam. And Rabbeinu Shloilam, please, if you listen to my tefillas, don't destroy Sodom. If it's 50, there's 40, there's 30, Rabbeinu Shloilam says, no. There aren't just, no. It's not going to work. I'm sorry. You don't have 10 tzaddikim. So Avram Avinu, Yoshalim claim it goes back. He's not being successful. That's not that difficult to be an on-off. When you're not being successful. When you have a national crisis, where people come into Moshe Rabbeinu and say, "We're not going to survive. And we're not going to eat. What's going to be?" And Moshe Rabbeinu knows the answer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him the answer. That you're going to have, everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fantastic. You're going to get mon. You're going to get meat. Everything's going to be fine. At that stage, to say, "V'nachnu ma, who am I?" To that stage, when you're the national hero, when you have saved Klal Yisrael, you're giving over the message of Klal Yisrael, and at that stage to say, "I'm nothing," that is godless. There's a very, very interesting pasuk in Parshas Va'era. Bear with me a second. Yeah, the pasuk says in a Perek Vov, Pasuk of Zayin, "Who Aaron and Moshe? They are Aaron and Moshe. Asher Omer Hashem lehem hoitziu es bnei Yisrael meretz Yisrael tivoysom. Take out Klal Yisrael with all the glory. Al tivoysom with all the glory. Heim hamadabrim el parim alech mitzrayim lehoitziu es bnei Yisrael mitzrayim. Who Moshe and Aaron? And that is the same Moshe and Aaron who spoke to Pari. What's Peshat? So the Mefarshim explains. I think Chasam Sofer says this. Who Aaron and Moshe? The Aaron and Moshe who spoke to bring Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. The superheroes. Al Tzivoysom and everything in the order, and Moshe Rabbeinu splitting the sea. Wow, gewaldig. But they're the same Moshe and Aaron when they went to Pari, and Pari laughed at them and mocked them and said, "You come back here, I'm going to kill you." The same Moshe and Aaron, they felt the same all the way through. There's no feeling over here of gaiva of anything. It's all got to do with poshut, with focusing on Ratzon Hashem. So that's the second answer. The first answer is the idea of being an honor in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being different to being honor in front of people antagonizing you. Second answer is, there's a difference between being an on-off when things are going well and being an on-off when things are not going well. But there's a Nefesh HaChaim, and this is a very, very wonderful Nefesh HaChaim. And this Nefesh HaChaim, Rabbi Yisai, is probably one of the most famous Nefesh HaChaim. There's a story of the Briskarov. And you all know the story of Briskarov. He was escaping from Nazis. And he said, "We have very little chance of surviving Piderech HaTeva. The Nazis are hunting us. And they found so many of us. There's one way of getting through. And that is to associate ourselves with Ein Oid Bilvadoi. Ein Oid Bilvadoi means that we become a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gadlus. In other words, we make ourselves, we completely disassociate ourselves and detach ourselves with Teva, and we become part of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is a level that is possible for a person to become, and become above nature. And there was a certain stage where the Nazis were closing in on them, and he says, "There's family members here not thinking Ein Oid Bilvadoi. Think Ein Oid Bilvadoi," and they did, and they managed to get through. And Chaim Voloshin says, if you want to look it up yourself, in Shah Gimel Perik Beis, he talks about there of the koyach a person has to become above the koyach of nature and above other people's strength to eradicate them or to harm them by thinking Ein Oid Bilvadoi. But there's a pasuk, and he explains the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vaydaber Elokim," a pasuk for Eiro, "Vaydaber Elokim al Moshe." HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokim, spoke to Moshe, "V'yoyme Elov," and said to him, "Ani Yudke Vovke." What does that mean? "V'era El Avram," and appeared to Avram El Yitzchak Vel Yaakov, "Bekel Shakai, Ushmi Yudke Vovke, Loi Nadati Lehem." What does that mean? So Chaim Voloshin says like this: if you look many, many times where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recognized by the Ovos, Avraham Avinu says, "Elokim hiresili, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokim, the Lashon of Elokim appeared to me, Elokim took me from one place to the other, Hamalach HaGoyel Oisim," it was Elokim. It was Lashon of Elokim. What is Elokim? Elokim is a element of me disconnecting from who I am and being mevatel myself to the Rebbein Shleino. I am mevatel myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I cancel out who I am to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that brings tremendous nisim, like we say, Einoi Bilvadoi. But that is only the koyach that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov had to become, view HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Elikim. That is their, they were limited to that aspect. Vaydaber Elikim al Moshe v'yoyme Elov ani yud kei vov kei. Moshe Rabbeinu was a different level. He was a level of Elikim. He saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu not as Elikim. He saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a yud kei vov kei. Vayeir el Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov b'kol shmi Hashem. And the name Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Loi Nodati Lehem. They never knew me as Hashem. What is Hashem? What's Moshe Rabbeinu's Koyach of Hashem, of Yud Kei Vav Kei? Moshe Rabbeinu's Yud Kei Vav Kei is not saying, I am nothing. I am being mevatel myself to Rabbeinu Shleilam. There is nothing there. Not I am being mevatel myself. There's me that's being mevatel myself. There is nothing but the Rabbeinu Shleilam in the world. There isn't me to be mevatel. Moshe Rabbeinu reached the level of Yudkei Vovkei that there was nothing in the world besides the Rabbeinu Shleilam, not me being mevatel myself to him. There is no me. And he reached the level that he said by the end of his life, Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'ahavtem Hashem Elokeichem, Inshalav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's he speaking to? Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking. V'nasati Geshmeichem Be'itom, V'nasati Mitar Atzechem. Who's V'nasati? You shall have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'nasatin, I will give. What do you mean you will give? You're Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not going to give rain. Moshe Rabbeinu reached a level that he was so connected to the Rabbeinu Shleilam that Rabbeinu Shleilam Shechina spoke b'toyach gereinoi. Yeah? The Pasuk, I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Zeh hadovar shetzivah Hashem. This is exactly what Kodesh Baruch Hu told me to say. There was nothing interfering between him and the Rabbeinu Shleilam. So there's a level of Elikim, of taking yourself out and being mevatel yourself. You're here, but you battle yourself to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and his level of Yud Kei Vav Kei. That is the difference, Rabbi Yisai, between Avram Avinu of saying, Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer. I am Ofer Ve'efer. I am Ofer Ve'efer. Anoichi, I am Anoichi of Ofer Ve'efer. But Moshe Rabbeinu was V'nachnu Ma. There is nothing of me in this world other than the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Nothing. And that was a whole different level of association with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says Rechaim V'lozhenah, we are expected, a human being is expected to say, Mosai, Magia, Maisai, Lemaisai, Avoisai, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We are expected to reach the level of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, or be Mevatel ourselves to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. We are not expected to be Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't say, Mosai, Magia, Maisai, Lemaisai, Rabbeinu. We're not expected to do that. And in fact, there's only one person in history who ever has been able to and ever will be able to reach that level, and live that level every moment of his life, of being totally, completely not seeing anything but the Rabbeinu Shleilam in his life. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. However, he does say that there are moments of a person's life. Tzaddikim are able to do that during tefillah, to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. And he said, and even people, regular people, there are times that a person could be like a Moshe Rabbeinu by saying, Rabbeinu Shleilam, not that I'm even vatal myself to you. There is nobody, there's nothing that exists in this world other than you. So when a person davens at the Kei Avram, the Kei Yitzchak, the Kei Yaakov, you reach a level of realizing that you have to mevatel yourself to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that can bring nisim, that can bring miracles. But when a person gets a certain moments of his life to levels of anachnu ma, what am I? He's reached a level that he's able to do so, like Moshe Rabbeinu. That is, yeah, that's a pikabola. There are certain levels of that. Yes. And therefore, Rabbi said that is this week's parasha. This week's parasha is V'nachnu Ma, is a whole different level to V'nachnu Ofer Ve'efer. Noicha Ofer Ve'efer is one level of being an on-off in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, being on in front of people, number one. Number two, being an on-off even when things are going fantastically well, not when things are going tough. But V'nachnu Ma is also a complete different level of connection to Rabbeinu Shleilam, of being such that there's nothing in the world other than the Rabbeinu Shleilam. When Mashiach comes, Mashiach will be the greatest person ever. Ever. Nevuah close to Moshe Rabbeinu. But when you see him, you'll not see anyone. You won't see a great person. You'll see the Rabbeinu Shleilam. All you'll see is a person who's totally mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all need Nesim, we all need Yeshuas, we all need Refuas, we all need wonderful things in our life. If we can reach at a certain time a level of being mevatel complete ourselves to Rabbeinu Shleilam with Zeichet to Nesim, but if we can be realizing that nothing in the world can exist other than the Rabbeinu Shleilam, nothing, then we can be a Moshe Rabbeinu.